You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I mean, look, I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage. Read about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
You can pick anything
how
you
dare
want,
you?
But the bottom line
how
is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you cross
how absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally.
Sir.
Yes, that was former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski in a debate on the separation of undocumented migrant children from their families.
Goodness me.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well, it's TV for you in America, shouting heads.
Drama.
What was that
drama,
on?
Drama.
What was what on?
What was that on?
The thing that I just said
yeah.
that you weren't listening
clearly. Oh, sorry. I've missed
it. It was a TV debate on the separation of undocumented migrant children from their families, which I'm sure we're all aware of what exactly the deal is there, but should I...
And a man went, wah-wah.
Yeah, like in cartoons. Like,
yeah.
Wah, I heard that. Did I mean, like, what show was it on?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's not important. Anyway, so yeah, since then, Trump has signed an executive order halting this policy, something that possibly caught Fox News unaware.
Things are moving quickly. An hour ago, I reported to you that the White House, the president, is considering some sort of executive action that could allow children to be detained with their parents for longer than is currently permissible under the 1997 Flores versus Reno court agreement. That stipulates that after 20 days, children have to either be removed from their parents and given to a relative, a caregiver, or some sort of licensed care facility, or the entire family unit released, which we saw a lot of during the Obama administration. They would keep the family in detention for 20 days, and then they would release them with a court order to appear at a future date. And according to sources I've talked to, as few as 3% of people return for those court orders, which is why the president wants to get something done about this. But I'm told by a source in just the last 30 seconds that today, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, is going to urge the president to allow Congress to pass a standalone loopholes bill. You know, the president yesterday went up to Congress and talked to the House Republican conference about a couple of bills there, the Goodlatte bill and then a compromised bill which would address border security, would address the family issue, would address DACA, chain migration, into the visa lottery program, sort of the umbrella of immigration issues. Well, now I'm told that the Secretary of Homeland Security is urging the president that what the White House should do is get behind a standalone loopholes bill to close this family separation issue and then do the other things at a future date. Not sure how the president is going to feel about that, because yesterday he was quite clear that this process and this practice of allowing families just to disappear into the United States has to end. Listen to what the president said.
Roughly 500,000 illegal immigrant family units and minors from Central America have been released into the United States since 2014 at unbelievably great taxpayer expense. Nobody knows how much we're paying for this monstrosity that's been created over the years. Legislation that nobody has any idea what they're doing. They don't even know what it means.
So at this point, Sandra, unclear exactly what action the White House may take, but there is a belief that if the president signs off on this idea of backing a standalone loopholes bill, that's something that could get passed by Congress or at least the House today, and maybe something that would pass muster in the Senate as well. Sandra?
John, is the expectation that this executive action would solve the problem?
Well, it's unclear at this point, and it's unclear now whether the president is even going down this road, or if maybe he will get behind some legislative action, because the president has asked for a legislative fix rather than executive action. But here's the problem. Again, this Flores v. Reno agreement from 1997, back in the Clinton administration, when they were dealing with all the same problems back then as this White House is dealing with now, stipulates that after 20 days, children have to be removed from detention, either with their parents or into the custody of a relative, caregiver, or some sort of licensed care facility, and that if the president were to sign some sort of executive action that allowed children to stay in detention with their parents for weeks, if not months. There are people in the administration who believe that that would draw an instant challenge in the courts from immigration groups or civil libertarian groups who would say, wait a second, you're violating the Flores Agreement here. But the president does seem determined to do something about this and do something about it soon. The president tweeting this morning, it's the Democrats' fault. They won't give us the votes needed to pass good immigration legislation. They want open borders, which breeds horrible crime. Republicans want security. But I am working on something, underscore something. It never ends. We should find out within a matter of hours what that something is. Sandra?
We will wait for it. John Roberts at the White House for us. Thank you.
Yes, that was Fox News' White House correspondent reporting on sort of the Trump's hints that he might sign this executive order. Mm. So when that news came out, when that news piece came out, that was before Trump signed this order, so they were still sort of guessing. I think they were aware that the executive order was coming, but they thought it might be better for them and that it would be more restrictive, that they were sort of trying to present it as being part of a wider legislation, part of this immigration reform, be more of a tough crackdown.
Yeah.
So far, this is uncoming, and I think all we've had is this executive order by Trump, which has then been heralded on MSNBC as sort of a sign of Trump backing down.
Is it going to make a difference, do you reckon, Ben?
What, this executive order? Mm. Well, it'll stop children being separated from their families. So.
Oh, there you go.
To you, because again, as we continue to talk about this executive order that the president has indicated he is going to sign, something noteworthy happened here over the past hour, and I don't think we should lose sight of it. This is not a president who typically admits defeat, but on a number of levels here, from the outside at least, it would seem as if President Trump is waving the white flag to a certain extent on this issue. He is capitulating. Again, just a few hours ago, or 24 hours ago, he seemed to really be digging in his heels. And now all of a sudden, the president is saying, you know what? I can't handle these images. We should stop reunite. We should stop separating these children from their parents. Am I reading that wrong? Or is this Donald Trump capitulating?
I think you hit the nail on the head, Craig, and I think this is, frankly, the first time we have seen President Trump back down, reverse course since he has taken office. This is someone who is a self-described counterpuncher. He never backs away from a tough fight. And by all indications, and based on all of my conversations with administration officials, he had no intention of backing away from this fight. He was going to keep fighting. He ultimately felt as though this was the only way to fix the catch and release issue, which Pete just mapped out. But I think that the political pressure became too great, Craig. This is an issue that, yes, appeals to some of his core supporters, but I think perhaps not enough of them. And I think you had a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill who were very concerned about the impact on them in the midterms. What would it mean? Would it mean that Democrats would, in fact, take over the House? Because the images which were being linked to this administration and thereby to Republicans were just so devastating. So I think that that was all a part of the equation. And then, of course, as we were discussing earlier, his family members who weighed in. But Craig, there is no doubt this is a first at the Trump White House.
Yes, that was MSNBC saying about Trump waving a white flag. I can't remember the exact title, so sorry about that, Lachlan. Down.
Well, we've actually got a text in about Neutral Corner.
Oh, as always.
And, you know, the name's obviously catching on.
No.
So someone said, there's no... Well, you laugh, but it's a bit of a serious text. There's no neutral corner with kids in cages. All this new bill does is allow families to be held indefinitely, physically ill, thinking about what these people go through. Mm. Well, I think we all are. I mean, it's pretty fucked.
Mm.
It's awful.
Awful, awful stuff. Is that it for Neutral Corner, Ben?
Well, I guess I just talk a bit about the piece that I just played. I guess just how that they are very much building it up is this is Trump backing down. But it's like, as the text did say, I mean, there's still, you know, they're still being snatched up at the border and being held indefinitely.
Mm. Yeah.
So I almost wonder with this, if it was a ploy to sort of, you get everyone really heated about the separating children and then you sign the executive order to stop separating. So now, oh, well, it's all right, but obviously it isn't.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.